We can get started, I think. Oh, you got a second, Tony?
I say it's going to go off. I can't stop it. It's the radio test.
Oh.
I'd like to bring the July 24th Jerusalem Township Board of Trustees meeting to order. I request a moment of silence and then the Pledge of Allegiance.
All right, thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joe, roll call.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Here.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Joe Kiss.
Here.
Roll call complete.
Okay, did everybody read the minutes from July 10th? Anybody have any?
Yes, I read them.
I don't have any changes.
I didn't see any either. You okay, Bo?
Yep.
I need a motion then to approve the July 10th, 2018 regular meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from the July 10th.
Second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
There's not too much to the minutes of the 2017, our special meeting for the cemetery levy. Everybody okay with what we got? And I need a motion to approve that then.
Approve the...
July 17th, 2018.
Oh, special I'm sorry, meeting. The special meeting. Make a motion to approve the special meeting minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Motion carried.
We'll move on to the fiscal officer's report. Joel?
In your packet, you're going to have the fund status report. First, pooled investments in Star Ohio is $574, $510, and 88 cents. Checking account at Krogan is $149, $170, and 57 cents. Payment report also in your packet. Total deposits made between last meeting and this meeting is $17,214.39. And lastly, payment listing between last meeting and tonight, totaling $21,354.34 with three electronic payments, 952018 through 972018, and warrant numbers 16771 through 16084.
I'm happy with the listing I see here. I'll make a motion to approve electronic payments 952018, 96201897, 972018, and checks number 16771 through 16804, totaling $21,354.34.
I can second that. There you go.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried. And the thing I just want to have is the assessment certification for the Curtis and Bono lighting. Well, the last meeting, we approved the five-year certification. And all I need from you all is just their signatures at some point for us if you're going to look this over. That's what goes to the county auditor. It breaks up first the Bono subdivision on the first page, and then the second page is the Curtis subdivision. And all it is that spreadsheet of the each year's per parcel lot number. And once that gets turned in, I imagine that should be it. I'll do a little follow-up to make sure that we get that monies in the future.
We'll do it quick. That's done.
Thank you very much.
Go, Joe.
I don't have anything else unless you guys have something.
Okay, and I need a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report.
I'll make a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report as read.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe. Tony, you're up next. Fire department report.
Okay, mine's going to be rather light tonight. We have another new applicant that I'd like to present to you guys.
This is great.
Yep, we're, you know, we're slowly
picking up the numbers.
Picking up the pace. Mr. Lynn lives down the road, across somewhat from Phantom Fireworks, next to the horse farm down there on Route 2. And he works for Myers here in the township, and he's been interested in getting on the department, so I'd like to see if we could accept his application tonight, and then pending the background check and everything else that we have to do. We're having a slight problem with our physicals with the company that we're having, that we presently have contract with, in the fact that they are dealing with a lot of vacations with people. So 1 week the radiologist is gone, the next week the lab is gone, the next week the physician is gone. So it's delaying us, and so I'm currently now looking at Mercy and to see if they can do our pre-employment screening. But it does have to involve the pulmonary function and fit testing, which they are capable of doing. I've had one conversation, but I'm waiting to get a price back from them to see if it's a comparable. So my only concern is we have schooling coming up starting in August, so it's coming soon, and I want to be able to try and get all these new people in the first, the EMT class will be the first class that we'd like to get into.
That was next to the worst thing, huh?
Yeah.
Just last Wednesday, we had a very excellent training education on cardiac by Captain Flack. I just want to compliment that the training and the education is getting a little bit more, or much more educational and changing up the variety, and that was the goal I was looking for. Also, with our assistant medical director, Melissa Aminette, she had given feedback on reviewing all of the, or our current batch of runs that we've done, participated in as far as EMS. So she's been providing coaching for all the individuals. Sorry. And so it's working in the direction that I was hoping to move to with the assistant medical director. So providing the coaching and training that we all need to step up and improve on our report. And not only that, be thorough in all of the activity we're doing. So it was, I'm very pleased. Other than that, the runs have been somewhat normal. There hasn't been a huge rash of runs or anything, just kind of a hit and miss here and there. But one call we did have, I was out of town, but we did get a request from Springfield Township for mutual aid for the divers, and which we did deploy the divers, and they went out there to assist. Toledo was diving for the, it was a recovery, it was not going to be a rescue.
At that chapel apartment?
Yeah, and, but our team made it out there, and they were just getting set up, and then the Toledo diver finally found him, and so they recovered him. So that was the end of it, but it's good because they reached out and they called and at least got to see our capabilities, and that's what we want. We want to just be able to provide the service, you know, what we can.
That's the second death there in
it is.
Four or 5 years now.
Yeah, yep.
I don't know how it's exact.
I was on the last one.
Yeah.
Same thing happened. We just arrived on scene. We just got our directions, getting ready to deploy, and
found him.
And they found him. And so Captain Wolf was on this mission this time, and he told Toledo, he says, well, next time you get this call, call us a lot earlier, and you guys won't have to be out here for 9 hours, because every time we show up, then you guys find them. But it was all good, and so I was very, very pleased that we had got the call and was able to provide, you know, at least support them anyways. Nothing else is really new. That's really all I have to report. Just
makes you feel good, Tony, that they called you.
It really did. And it was Chief Cugino from Springfield who placed the call. So, because it's his jurisdiction, he's in charge, or their jurisdiction is in charge. Again, just no different than us. Toledo's just supporting them, providing a service, and that's the same thing we would do. So,
do we have the new trailer yet?
We do not. I had finally gotten through with Sean from SMK, and he shared to me, and I believe he was being honest with me, the problem was back at the factory. He had been trying to get through to them. They had been ignoring his calls, too. What my fear is they just got so inundated with business that they were just shoving it off the side. And the one individual that he talked to said, well, we don't even have this. Yes, you do, and you've had it. So I'm expecting it, if not this week, next week. The trailer should be here. And then from there, it'll go to Vision Quest in Elmore to be labeled as I shared with you. I showed you the concept of it, of what it's going to be. But I'll show you again before it actually goes, because I got to get their final pricing on it. But I'm very pleased. We've had much increase of participation with our members. So, you know, we're moving in the right direction. The morale seems to be good from my point of view. That may be, you know, prejudiced, but it seems like everything's moving along very well right now.
Talked to Captain Pertee today, and he said that things were pretty good teamwork-wise going, and things that seemed to be pleasant.
Yeah,
everything seems to be going. I was happy to hear that.
Yep.
So, good. Good.
Bo, you want to do that?
Yeah.
You got it down there.
I forgot.
So I can make a motion that we hire Robert Brian Hughes pending the background check and physical.
Second that.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Is that it, Tony?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Thank you. Rec department. Mike's not here. He usually doesn't come this time, so we'll.
If you get a chance and anybody gets down there, I have been on the phone with Mike. The Verb Park looks really good now. They got the blacktop sealed and marked. I think the swings are painted.
Nets are up.
Trees are trimmed.
Signs up.
I think the only thing you got to do now is the mulch. So
all they got to do is tear it up.
Don't say that, Joe.
So it does look good.
It does look good.
So.
Okay, we'll move on to the zoning inspector's report then. Linda?
Okay, been pretty busy. We did have a BZA meeting last Thursday. It was for Bob Jablonski wants to build a house up on Dyke. It's only 11,500 square feet and a buildable lot, according to our zoning, is 12,000. So it is 500 short. The BZA approved the minimum of 11,500, changed one setback to 25, which we had a lot of neighbors here, which was good because they gave a lot of good input. And one of the other neighbors, they reduced the rear yard setback from 35 to 25 for him when he built his house. So the BZA went with that. He wanted 5 feet on either side, and they did not go for that. They made him get 15, which he has plenty of room to do it. So that's what was granted, the 11,500 square feet and the setback of the rear yard at 25 feet. Zoning permits. We just added a back porch on one new house on Beeler. We have a pole barn going up on Cedar Point. There's a deck up on Dyke Road, a fence on North Curtis, pool on DeCant, and another accessory building on Brown Road. I think I wrote 5 permits in one all last week. I'm like, they just kind of came in like groves.
Could you read those again for me? I'm sorry.
you want the addresses?
Nope, just, sorry.
I can give you one of these sheets.
Yes.
wrote 17 letters.
Oh, beautiful.
For tall weeds, noxious weeds. And I would like an approval for Kevin to cut those after August 1st. They're all mainly in the North Waterway, Lakemore, Clubhouse areas. So the process should be as the letter goes into the Metro Press, I send them a letter and give them the date to cut by, and then you're supposed to approve the cutting because Kevin does that.
Are these the open fields?
Yeah, it's more of the open fields. I got them all. I did all pictures, too.
We got them about half done already.
Yeah. He's been going in and pushing back from the...
Any of them lots that you can do that on until somebody throws a fit? It keeps all that brush from eventually, you're cutting trees and overheads. So we try to keep the push back. A good 2 to 3 tractor bus keeps them back quite a bit.
Which is good, but we could assess them.
Yeah.
Now for doing it. So, Joel has the list.
Okay, can I see the list?
So we got those. You can look at the list. Court cases, we got a court date Friday, 27th. And I have another one on August 27th for 2 of our properties that we have outstanding.
Whatever happened to the court case with PMS on Howard and Corduroy with all the weed problems there and stuff? Howard and Corduroy. Howard and Corduroy. Professional Marine Marine Service.
Well, I have to ask them that because it was closed and it wasn't supposed to be.
What was closed?
The case. And
who closed
it? The prosecutor went on maternity leave. So something happened there. And then we have to go back and readdress that. So thank you for...
So they just, she had a baby and they just forgot about the case? Is that what you're basically telling me? I could never get that lucky.
What, have a baby?
Have a baby?
I had 3 of them with my wife. But okay, so you're going to revisit the noxious weeds at PMS. Okay.
Well, and they shouldn't have all those boats buried either. They're not.
Well, I assumed that was all the same problem there. The boats boats are the weeds, and the weeds are the boats.
They moved them. They moved the boats off the residential lots.
They moved them off somebody else's property is what they did.
Well, they moved them off the residential lots and onto all their commercial lots.
Okay.
So where the boats are, those are all commercial lots now. And they are theirs.
Except that they're overgrown with noxious weeds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trees.
All right. So PMS revisiting that as of July 24th. Okay.
And that's all I have.
Kevin went over to the, myself and Kevin went over to the property next to Bono Tavern again, looking for the suspect flooding, and we can't seem to, it's just got to be a low spot in the yard. We don't know of any place that it's coming from, sewage, neighbor runoff, it's got to just be, she's low there. I'm going to call her tomorrow morning and tell her, but... We can't just... Did I tell you about this?
Yeah, you mentioned it.
Yeah, I thought I did. Okay, that's why I'm bringing it up. We cannot, for the life of us... Because the neighbor's house next to her's basement's flooded. And we have no idea where the water's coming from. So I'm just going to tell her that we don't know.
It's not a tile backing up, Kevin, from the creek?
We couldn't see...
Well,
Would you salt the bumblebee?
There's water coming from somewhere, but it's not from the neighbor's property.
I would say the wells are overflowing because of the water level.
Yeah, it could be a tile.
That's interesting.
Into her yard.
I mean, that's what's happening at Elliston and two there. That tile, that flapper's broke or gone.
Well, yeah,
and that whole field's flooded there.
Everything in Bono, except the south end of Bono, is all pumped. So nothing can back feed, and she would be in the north section of Bono. So there'd be nothing back feeding there. There's a couple things that's happened over like the last, it was like the last 10 years. There was a gentleman that went in on the back road and started raising elevation of a field that runs in behind where this residence at, and was gonna, he wanted to put in a housing development. And somewhere either financing or sewage issues or something fell through. So there is a higher elevation.
Behind her.
I believe it goes behind her, but part of that property could also be that, whatever it was, Carol's Antique Works or whatever that is, at the old tank place down there. Part of that property could be theirs too, I'm not sure. But he built that all up with, there must have been 700-800 truckloads of stuff that were hauled in there and built it up. But that could be part of the issue from when we had all the high water. Because when I went down there, the other side of the fence where all the high weeds are, you could see water standing basically to the east of that property. And I don't know if it's because of the way that was built and it backflowed, that water's just laying back there. But she's got two obvious low spots. You can see the neighbor to the south, their elevation is higher and actually slopes coming towards that property.
No.
But she never had the problem before, all of a sudden it just started. We've had quite a long drought. The water she had, even what little bit was still back there, should have went away.
Yeah, that's the only troubling part to me is.
But there's no storm sewer, nothing that runs back there. To my knowledge, if there's anything, it's a field tile that may have gotten plugged up and backed up. But
okay. Jim, you had a question, I believe?
Yeah, I got a couple of questions for Karen on the...
Linda?
I'm sorry.
Linda.
I was reading from my...
Jim. Jim, you have to... Your name?
Sorry,
Jim.
James Boothby. 622 Howard, the boat at James McMaster's house. On 314, you said after 6 months you'd send him another letter. I went by there yesterday.
He's still there.
And obviously, well, I don't know, because the trees have grown all around. You can't see it.
No, he's in the boat.
The trees have grown up through it.
I was just by there the other day.
10, 15 feet high. And, yeah...
Jim McMaster's has a place on Howard?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Lake.
Between Corduroy and Lakeway.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Junk boat that's been sitting there for 15 years, 5 feet from the road. Now trees have grown up through it, and it's basically 98% covered now. And the leaves aren't there, you can see the boat. How about the boat? same date, 314, you said you'd give her 6 months and send her another letter at 6 months. On Riceland with Karen's.
That's part of the court case.
30 some year boat that's been there rotting for 30 some years. That's part of the court. When's that court case coming up? They did move a few cars. They still got about 90 boats to move.
I did see the red car was moved, or is it gone?
They've been sitting there since the 80s.
Right. I was up there dropping a kid off the other day, and I saw the red car was gone.
Yeah, I was there today. Jimmy towed it out of there. So they did get a couple of junk cars.
Sign on the boats for sale.
So will that change the status of the boats being there for 25 years?
It's all part of the court case.
It's part of the court case.
And when is that? The 20th? That's Friday? I think
that's
said.
That's a different one. Yeah.
And you say the Riceland boat is part of the court case, too?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's Wilhelm's?
Which one's Riceland? Is that the one that...
I'm not sure.
It's sitting in the middle of the open field.
Because I'm not aware, I know you've been working on this a long time, and it took paperwork. And what will the court case determine? I mean, will the prosecutor and they be represented by attorneys? What decisions will be made by the court on situations like this?
Everyone's different, but I'm basically saying it's got to get out of there.
Okay, I never.
And then you have the court backing you.
Yeah,
on this,
and
so
she's been very good about it. You know, like McMaster's, that one, he's got a year to stay clean. But on this property.
Well, he's okay down here still on Route 2, right?
He seems to be.
Looks like he's collecting again, but right now he's okay, it looks like.
Yeah.
trouble is he's got all that stuff sitting there next to the marsh. There's engines there, there's trucks there, it could be leaking oil, yeah. You know, and...
And I may go back in there again and say, hey, you need to get this stuff out of here.
Just get rid of it.
He cleaned up the front really nice, so yeah. I'm just, like, really glad he did that.
Well, unfortunately, people have, if you watch TV, yeah, if you watch some of this, it's a sickness. It's not, I don't think he's doing it to pick us off.
Oh, no, and he says he's a hoarder.
It's a sickness. I mean, I feel bad for the guy.
I don't know what he's got over there.
I didn't even know he had a place over here. Oh, he's got a place in Williston, too?
He bought the old store.
Right next to the fire station.
Yeah.
Which I got a call from
really?
Their road superintendant last summer after he bought it. He had three trailers loaded up, and they headed down Mark Williston heading this way. He called me to try to watch where he went. Well, I went down here and watched, and it never came down here, so I don't know where he went. But he had three trailer loads he took out of the store.
Just a little bit of discussion, if you don't mind, while we're on zoning. Cooley Canal yachts the Cooley Canal lots are troublesome for me. I understand. I'm getting. Oh, Bo, can you grab her book and show me? Can I show her what you pointed out to me in that book? The yellow highlight about that commercial lots over there that it was allowed, or would you show me in that page?
Well, it was. It said on there under the C2 that, I believe, now wording's the key. I know, you know, lawyers can flip that anyway, but the wording said that recreational vehicle storage was allowed.
Yes, right
on
in the
C2.
Zone.
But you have to have a primary residence.
How can you live? You can't live in a C2, can you?
Yeah.
Really? So if Dana throws me out, I can live at the shop.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, you're telling me I could live at my shop.
Yeah.
You could live at your store.
Sure.
That's
why I put a shower up there.
In the pole barn.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, so back to those lots then real quick. I'm getting a slow handle on the fact that those are commercial. Those lots are commercial recreational, correct? Or just commercial? Those are just C2.
C2.
Now, if they were CR... they would be okay to do that. Is that correct or incorrect?
No, our zoning says RC is good for campgrounds. Campgrounds are three or more.
Okay, so even commercial recreation does not let them put a trailer on that temporarily.
Correct.
Okay. So, you know, I've been pondering this and pondering this, and I drive by there all the time in my boat, and it you know, things are starting to really look good around down there. It just seems like a perfect use for those lots. They're unbuildable lots, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So since they're unbuildable lots, basically they are just worthless?
They bought them. Most of them people bought them for dogs, to dock their boats.
Okay. So they're unbuildable boat dock opportunities for somebody. It just seems to me that some type of special use could be figured out for 3 months, 6 months for those lots. I'm not saying all the unbuildable lots through Reno. I'm talking about the ones that are on the water, which I'm going to have to go to the next zoning meeting. When is the next? August 1st? Yeah, I'm going to have to go to the next zoning meeting and see and have some discussion. I just, you know, and am I lobbying for these guys? Yeah, probably I am, because I just see the use for the lot itself. It's got no use. We're not going to build on it. We could have a boat at it. I just don't see why it's an issue if it's properly maintained and cleaned up. And I just think there should be something available to these people that own those waterside docks. Some type of special use availability. I don't know. I could be way wrong. Yeah, Kevin.
Question. Since it is zoned commercial, if technically their boat was out for hire, couldn't they put a trailer there and call it a job trailer or an office?
In other words, if it was a charter boat?
If it was a charter boat.
Or a tour boat or a diving boat.
It's a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
Their trailer's a bed and breakfast.
Some out there. They do it on the other side.
So I'm just still perplexed that those lots cannot properly maintained, properly taken care of. I'm still perplexed that is an issue down there on the water for a clean environment situation. It seems like a perfect
Jim?
Use.
I'd like to make a statement on that. Over the last 3 to 4 years, them two particular lots have come into notice, have come under new ownership, and one of them was actually a storage junkyard before, and nothing was ever done with that, with non-running motorhomes and trailers and campers and
it's amazing.
Construction equipment sat there, and not one thing was done, and guys come in, and they spent tens of thousands of dollars, cleaned the property up, made it look nice, invested money, and now they're getting...
It's troublesome.
They're getting a slap in the face. Mm-hmm. In fact, the gentleman next door, who's from Pennsylvania, who wishes to come here and do the same thing, spent a lot of money developing the waterfront, dredging, building docks, hauling in stone...
Walls,
filling in the back ditch with tiles. So now you've got three property owners that spend tens of thousands of dollars and make it look good. They're getting chastised. Down the road, you got, excuse my language, the biggest shithole in the community that still, to this date, nothing has been done about it.
For 30 years.
For 30 years. And these guys are getting a slap in the face.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yes, Joe, I'm like you. I'm lobbying for them. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, I just
then you take a look across from my house at Anchor Point, which I've been told doesn't fall under any of your zoning, and it's becoming a dump.
Becoming?
Because they build anything they want. They tap it. They don't have electrical inspections, plumbing inspections. They don't have any setbacks. They go lot line to lot line with their decks. They build a deck, and 3 years later, it's a cottage with plumbing, with no sewage. They've got refrigerators, stoves, gas, heat.
And they're obviously not building to code over there because some of the docks are this.
You had told me before, Anchor Point doesn't fall under Jerusalem Township zoning code. I'm correct. How can that be?
You'd have to dig back probably 50 years to figure that out. Somebody got away with something.
Yeah, I don't know how they did it either. I mean, it
was probably back when they started the flow dominiums.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I mean, I've
even tried to contact Lucas County, and you might as well talk to the wall. Nobody knows. They don't. You know, some of them don't even. What's Anchor Point? You know.
So, yeah, they would. Yeah, most people don't.
You know, they're out on McCord Road, and they don't really care. So, I can't understand how we can allow something within our jurisdiction that doesn't fall under our jurisdiction. They can build anything they want.
Well, let's move on. We're not accomplishing anything what we're doing right here right now. So
I just wanted to have some discussion on it. I mean, legitimately a.
But we have to have rules.
I'm saying we got to. I like what Bo said before. I mean, instead of trying to work against them, try and work with them for a solution instead of just cutting off their head. You know, I mean, I just think those lots are. It's a perfect use for what those guys are doing for them, and it's as clean as they've ever been. I just think we need to find a way to work with them, as opposed we didn't work against them when it was a dump. Now we're working against them when it's fixed up beautifully and looks like somebody's having fun there and doing something with it. Now we're working against them. It does not make sense to me. So for 30 years, we've let them slide with blight and garbage and weeds and this and that, and now it's all cleaned up and we're fighting him. I'm just having a hard time with it. That's all. So I'm going to go and plead my case.
We need a motion here for the grass cutting, and I guess I should read them all off so they're all on there, Joel? Okay.
Absolutely.
Violations for grass cutting, noxious weeds. 32 North, must be the last name, Dotson. I won't do that. I'll just read off the addresses. 438/450. 401/477 Northway.
Read the name. Yeah.
You want
that
the rig?
The second one was Waterway.
Okay. 443-550 Waterway. You want the name on there too, or just the roads if they got it?
It's going to be in the meeting minutes when I type it up, so it doesn't matter.
You just want to keep this and do it that way, or what?
Yeah, just read the address.
Okay, we'll just make a motion that we have Kevin do the grass cutting. On these addresses here that we have here And we want it done by August, or started August 1.
Yeah, till August 1st.
Till August 1st. I'll let you have that, so you got all the addresses then.
Was that, did you make a motion, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And so you understand on some of those, like she's given me Aries pictures of what the property is. Understand when I mow that, that picture doesn't give me lot lines, so I may be over, I may be under, depending on where we're at with them. Obviously, in some of those fields, there may be seven lots in a row, so I know basically seven lots is the whole field. But it'll be give and take. Some of it may be mowed, some not. Some of these do have 3 and 4 inch trees in them, so obviously it's going to be what we can get in with the road mower. I won't take a zero turn in any of that stuff.
No, no.
So then you'll track your hours and give to Linda, and then Linda will get that. You get that assessed onto their taxes then.
Yep.
Okay.
We got a form that she fills out the lot and a picture of the Aries of that lot, and sometimes I can pick out trees and stuff that are roughly the property line, gives us an idea. Like I just mowed two of them. One is the Shepherd property down in La Fountain, that was mowed today. Then we also mowed the Paula Edwards property. She's deceased. While we were down there mowing, a bank contractor for the bank showed up, was measuring the property, and he'd stopped Eric, and so I went down, and he was inquiring because they're going to start mowing it. So we continued to mow it. We were already there. So we mowed everything we could get to, but he also gave us some good information for Linda that if we go by there, the house needs boarded up, anything like that. There's numbers on there to contact.
Okay.
And within 24 hours, they'll be out to board it up or whatever they need to do with it.
Good.
So, and we keep track. Like the Edwards property, I think, was 3 hours. The Shepherds, we ended up at 3.5 today with travel time and back plus the mowing. Then obviously if we damage a mower or whatever down there and knock a bunch of blades off, they're charged the repair time, then the finished mowing.
Good. All set then?
I got one for Linda. Just real quick. I know, I think we talked last meeting, 127 and 263 Allsdale. Did you follow up on them then?
Yep.
Okay, great, perfect.
Okay, thank you, Linda. We'll move on to maintenance department report. Kevin?
Got a lot of stuff. Most of it's just informational. If you need to know anything, stop me along the way. We started road mowing again, including the two nuisance lots that we had. Along the Chipperdale and Township last week, they're using it to go around and chip some brush and cut some overheads and stuff. They've been doing it. I think I would be doing it the way they are. They're using like our A-boom mower, and they're reaching up, knocking off big limbs along houses. Them things throw way too much debris, but anyhow, they borrowed our chipper for that. Then we'll probably have it another week yet. We've been A-booming. We need to get down to Wallace, and we also need to get on Lakeway yet, and there's a couple guardrails down at Howard Farms. Hopefully, not next week, but the following week, we can get them accomplished. Talked to Lucas County, talked to Sarah Rowland and also Pat O'Boyle. They're hoping by the next meeting to have us the information on the crossover project. That's the hump that goes into Howard Farms. It's basically removing three pieces of pipe out and extending both sides of it and building the bank in on it. Which at that point it sounds like we can remove the guardrail because there will be enough surface area that doesn't need to be protected with guardrail anymore. We're going to most probably have to get right of entries if the county doesn't do it. And I believe there's two of them for, I think that's Kenny Wolf that's got the field there now. We'll have to get point of entries from him. Then there's some other property owner the other side. It's most probably one that owns the ditch or something to be able to enclose that part of it. had a complaint down at the Lucas County boat ramp on noxious weeds along the fence at Anchor Point, which was on the Lucas County property. Me and Joe went down on it, we had a complaint. Ended up, it's not actually the engineers that do all that mowing. It's another division called Building and Grounds. So I had to get ahold of them so they could take care of it, and I have not been down there.
Have you been down there lately?
To see if they've mowed it.
It's bad down there.
But they were supposed to get out last week to mow it. So I'll try to follow up on that. I just remembered
when we started
talking about some stuff.
It's just terrible.
One of the big ones, we're actually paving a mile of road this year. Didn't know about it until I checked my email. It come in Monday morning. Ottawa Lucas Road is the last road in the township down off Route 2. Basically, the only people that use it is the wildlife. Used to be the school buses used it. We basically got what you would call the north side of the road. Benton Township's got the south side of the road. Well, they applied with the wildlife for a flat grant. And somehow, some way, they're putting down asphalt there. For the 6 cars a month that may go down there. Shelley Company's got the project. Supposed to start July 30th and closed until, I think it was August 16th. It was supposed to be the completion date. So it's costing us nothing. Ottawa County's claiming the whole road. So I called down and talked to Sarah and a couple other people on it. They went back and looked. There's been nothing done to give them any part. But their new engineer they got like 6-7 years ago, he's claiming it. That's fine with me. He can claim all of it he wants.
I thought it was Ottawa County's road.
Nope. That sign's right there. The north side's ours right there, and the south side is Benton. We've always done it. Ever since I started here, every other year, we take turns and either grading the road or, like, say this year would be our year to go down, and we'd haul stone and we'd top coat the whole road.
Because I was talking to Benton Township, and they were working on this same time I was working on, you know, Vila Road there. And we were never mentioned.
Well, they did back then, and it was going to be a tar and chip road, and they were going to have Bergman's do it, but us and Benton got notified at the last minute. Well, it's full of potholes and everything. You couldn't tar and chip it.
No.
So they put that money over on the Krause. But
well, that's good news.
I told him, I said, I'm not going to argue with you. First thing Dan says from Benton, whatever you do, don't bail out on me. He says, now they're putting asphalt on it. So we plan on still doing like we always did. Whoever gets there first mows it. Whoever gets there first snow plows it. And it's not on the top of either one of our priorities because there's no houses down it. So if the wildlife's got to use it in the middle of the winter, they'll have to plow it to get down it if we haven't been there. But and that's just the way we've done it in the past.
Wildlife closed all them houses back down there, huh?
No, there's no houses back in there.
Oh, they tore them all down.
There's the one right up at the corner. Yeah. I can't think of his friggin' name right now.
That brick house? Isn't it a brick house or something?
No, it's an old wooden house, and they tore down the barn last year, year before.
Oh, Sifke.
Sifke's.
Because Sifke's come to me a couple times after he went to Benton about drainage on the north side of the road. He wanted to put in some tile in the back. Yeah. And they sent him to us. So, anyhow, that's going to be all asphalt, and that's covered under a flat grant, and Ottawa County's heading it up. So,
awesome.
So, we paved a mile of road this year and did absolutely nothing with it. So,
I like that.
That's good news.
Just a question.
Yeah, Tony.
Does that have another access similar to Wheeler into the federal land?
Oh, yeah. It runs right back in there.
Okay, but it's not one of the routes that they...
Not for their auto tour. The only thing I can think is the reason they're paving that is eventually that is going to be something to do with their auto tour, maybe for an extra
birders
down the road.
Or something like that, because they got big turnaround spots back through there on that road, back into the wildlife, and maybe they're going to let them go back so far for observation or something, but... Yep. Cemetery, we just finally got to the spring footers. We put in 10 footers and moved one footer that was put in it improperly. It was centered over the wrong two graves. instead of centering it to the north, it was centered to the south, so we've moved that. Talking to the county on the topo map, they're getting pretty close on it. Hopefully, next week or the following week, we should have something on that topo that we can give out to get some pricing.
Give it to Greg.
Then the other thing, have you heard from the lawyer on the paperwork at all?
No, but you know I called him. I should be getting it anytime. But, I've got Phillips's bid here too, just so we could help keep it here. Anyway, go ahead.
That's one of the big things, I think, before we start moving dirt and everything too, that we need to try to get that paperwork settled, then get them to sign on it. Then we can...
The neighbors, you mean, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Which they seem to be pretty agreeable with everything. You know, he's had some questions back and forth about trees, shrubs, whatever. And we'll just have to sit down and decide what we want to put down there, and I'll come to an agreement on what's acceptable to all of us. Got a cremation funeral scheduled for August 20th, and I believe it's 11 a.m. Sold one grave yesterday and a footer. Matter of fact, Joe, I still got to have you sign that deed. The deed's made out. It's some folks that live down in Reno, so with that being signed tonight, I'll deliver that tomorrow. I've ordered 36 footers for the cemetery from the precast down in Fremont. Those should be here within a couple weeks. The hall AC was discovered yesterday that wasn't working. They worked on it about half the day with changing blowout fuses and miscellaneous other things, where I got the furnace up and working, but the compressor outside is not. I'm still waiting to hear back from Bill Lighty. I put in two calls to him today to see if he'd been here yet and what he found out, because I told him I needed it working by the weekend because we got two rentals for the weekend. So I'll follow up with him yet. Over at the rec field, all the railroad ties are gone. Chief Persoletti took and found somebody that wanted them. So he's picked them up. The only thing that's there is the pallets yet, and I need to get those out of there. Mike had cut some brush down at Rialto Park. He actually cut limbs off around the trees, the low limbs. We picked that brush up yesterday. And that's it for my informational, unless you guys got some stuff.
I don't think so. Anybody got any questions?
Nope. Good
thanks,
job.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Okay, we'll move on to the trustees' reports.
Well, Kevin just gave the cemetery report basically.
I'd say so, too.
We're waiting on the topo, and we're just trying to keep that moving along as slowly as possible or as quickly as possible, either one. And that's pretty much all we got going, waiting on the topo and the stuff from the attorney.
All right, anything going on much?
Not much. Got one, had one since the last meeting, one paying customer. So kids are, the clubs are using it still pretty good, but.
Yeah, about right now it's using clubs.
Yeah.
Okie doke, roads and bridges. I got some stuff coming up here on old business with that a little bit, but. Okay, we'll go on to old business. Garbage contract discussion. I talked to Brian Conway today again, and he still hasn't. He said next week he'll have that the month extension for us, and you know we're paying $10.50 now. He's going to up it to $10.75 for the month per person. The way it sounds, Kevin's had people come out here checking on the roads and everything and seeing what it looks like. So I think we're going to have some
pretty good bids.
August 1.
August 1, that's right.
Yeah. So pretty quick.
Good.
So any other questions on the garbage?
It's going to be nice to at least have some options and see what they say. Yeah. You know, we'll be able to get a better handle on.
I don't think we'll have waste management. That's going to be somebody else.
And I, you know, just from that list of companies, I mean, there's companies I ain't never heard of before.
Yeah.
That, you know, little companies that I think I'm hoping we can save a boatload of money is what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Well, the last time we bid it, we didn't save a boatload of money. I mean, it was pretty close, wasn't it? I mean,
we just kept staying with waste management here lately.
But they were all similarly well, other than the Fondacy deal, and then that got bought out. But I thought the following bid they were all fairly close, and we just went with
Well, we kind of bought into it, you know. Yeah, we kind of bought in, and I don't think, after I see what's going on, I don't think that was the thing to do. We're better off doing what we're doing right now, because like Bo said, we got all these little companies, like when we had
Pharmacy,
and I think that's what's going to happen. We're going to have a little company doing it.
So we, the contract, the extension will go to what, August 30th? Then
a month. Whenever it says, we haven't signed nothing yet. So
okay, all right.
Yeah, I hope. The one guy that I talked to was actually All Star Disposal, which is actually a brother that owns Stevens Disposal. And the brother called him, and it shocked me because it was right after you guys had your meeting. He stops here at the shop and wants to talk garbage, and I didn't even know it had been released already. He said, oh, yeah, so that was out today. And he was out here right away, and he sounded pretty interested in it. And I didn't get a card from the other guy that stopped by here, but I give both of them a township map for roughly what I had. And both give them both a card and told them if they had any questions or anything, get back with me on what roads and whatever if they couldn't find something.
That's what's cool. We got people even coming looking.
It would be great to save some money for the taxpayers. Well, there's one question.
Just as an idea, he asked what we were paying for garbage presently. And
I wish you wouldn't have told him. Did you tell him?
I didn't really know.
He hit
I
it
told
low.
Him, I says, you know, I think it's like $10.
Yeah, hit it low
and
even.
He right
it's
away.
It's not low.
Well, he right away said.
We're paying $10.50.
Yeah, he right away said, well, ours isn't going to be that high.
Well, I hope so.
You see what happens, you know, if there's multiple bidders and these guys know each other, they're going to try to outbid each other. So.
And good. This county deal's a good deal. I think I'm glad I heard about it.
Good.
In which, good. What we pay for garbage is a public record. Keep it a call to request.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like we're giving trade secrets or nothing. And I didn't know what it was. I could have told him nine, and I didn't know for sure.
So it's kind of exciting.
Garbage.
Yeah. Garbage is exciting. Okay. Anything else? Garbage.
Nope.
Cemetery ongoing discussion. We did that already, I think, basically.
One thing I want to add on this, I'm just waiting for the Board of Elections, which will be next week, to tell me that they received the paperwork mailed for the resolutions, confirming that it'll be on the ballot in November.
Okay, so we're all set.
They have to tell me.
They'll tell you.
Right. And they have to send back a certified date stamp copy confirming.
Oh, yeah.
So. While we're on the cemetery, Linda, Jim, Cliff, we're putting a, everybody else knows, we're putting a cemetery levy on this November for a quarter of a mil, which will generate about $16,000 a year for 5 years for improvements, maintenance, development, et cetera, of the new acreage that we bought next to the existing cemetery. So just since you're here, I thought I'd give you a little advertisement deal that we are having a levy on there for the cemetery expansion project, and we're hoping that the township supports it. We're asking for as little as we can ask for. It'll generate about $60,000 in 5 years, and we think that's just enough to get her beautified. So. Little FYI for you.
It's going to take us $30,000 at least to get the ground moved, the pond built,
the excavation,
the excavation and everything. So, yeah.
So we're not asking for way more than we need. We're asking right in the numbers. So, if you could spread that word around, whether you're for it or against it, and let some other people know at your discretion, I'd appreciate it.
How many acres did you buy?
We bought five. We bought five from Joe Verb's family, and we're going to develop about 3.5 of it. So the property right next door to the west of the existing property. So, thought I'd let you know.
You want some, Jim?
No.
Oh, okay. I just saw your hand move. I didn't.
Pulling my mustache.
Okay. We did that. Wheeler Road grant money. I talked to Jason today about some other stuff, and he says it's in the works. I got to talk to Sarah about that. Maybe I'll call her tomorrow and see what's going on. Bono Road. Closure, when I was talking to Jason,
Supposed to be opening sometime soon, isn't it?
No,
August 1st?
No, no.
31st.
What's opening?
The road. August 31st?
Maybe.
Well, that's what the Facebook.
Maybe.
Reveal all my sources, Linda.
What I have to talk to the fella. I don't know where I left the paper.
Sometimes it's very information.
They still, it's
mine. It's a lot of things.
It's Mike Wilkerson I have to talk to, and it's the division of the fisheries division that actually owns that road. And yeah, it's open to walk back there right now. And in here it said that they can't fix it because of the high water, but then it says a little farther down that ODOT's supposed to have it done by the 1st of September. So who knows? I'll talk to this Wilkerson tomorrow or so and see what he says, what's actually happening. But he's the one, he's the goal man.
They want it open.
Yeah, I got
Lover's Lane.
For the closure.
Yeah, Wilkerson.
Yeah, they also put up gates there they can lock.
Yep, there's a gate there.
We have a key for the fire department.
We could see possibly the way he sounded, maybe this winter. They may close it and lock it and leave it as a restricted road. So.
That's crap.
Yeah, there'll be more discussion.
If you want to read it, Joe, it's in the back page, most of it. But
yeah, it is.
A lot of people want to go back there fishing, and especially when the duck season comes in and that. And I've had a couple boys that work for me. Says, when's that going to open? You know, because I can take my boat back there and go. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to deal. If you're going to call him, ask him.
There's a lot of people that want it open.
Do what? No.
Ask him about returning our barricade, our rope barricade, and our cones.
Oh, okay.
Because they use those with some barrels.
Okay. If he knows anything about it.
Well, he was the guy sitting down there keeping the road closed.
Oh, he was?
Thought if you're the guy in charge and you're the only one you got right now.
Wow.
Yeah, he sat there for like 9 hours.
I don't know where he's out of. I'll find out tomorrow, I guess. I thought it was kind of interesting. That,
yeah.
Jason Lewis sent me that. That's what he was sent. And he said he'd send me that and so I could talk to him.
Yeah, somebody I kayaked down the channel and there were people out fishing. And then when we were turning around, I said, she tried to go into the restroom. I'm thinking, that restroom probably has a address. But yeah, they walked back and somebody else rode their bike.
Any other old business?
I got one. I'm hoping you two gentlemen can help me out on this one. About two meetings ago, a nice lady, Joyce Buckwalter, was in here.
Yeah.
And
about the tree?
About the tree. Well, I stopped over and saw her the other day, and Linda and I looked at it on Aries.
Before, the wrestler?
Yeah, before I went over there, and it she said, well, there's like 15 foot between the back property line and that ditch that would be John's. And there is at that lot, but the other lots that they own run on an angle. So really their property line is about 3 foot from that ditch. Where this tree, and this tree is probably 30 foot under their property. I mean, this thing is massive.
It's huge.
It is freaking huge.
Yeah.
Now, she said that they've talked to John, and John sent Chris over there, and Chris said he's not going to do anything about it. So, to me, that's just being, you know, being a decent human being. This is, I'm sure if our tree fell on John Growl's property, we'd have to pull Kevin out of the bed in the middle of the night to get it cleared off his property. Okay, and I know that John does a lot of things for us and for the township, but it's his tree that fell onto her property, and it's there. I'm hoping maybe one of you two, since you guys have a better relationship with John, could maybe talk to him and see if he would move it for this lady. If I mean, they're, you know, they're not like these people are in their 20s. I mean, they're in their 80s.
I told you I talked to him. I just haven't seen him.
So
I talked to the boy this afternoon.
What, John's boy?
No.
The Buckwalter
yeah,
boy?
Yeah.
So, he fishes. Do
you think John's responsible for the cleanup?
I would.
You looked at it. I haven't looked at it yet.
If it's on. Yeah, it's coming off his property on their property. Yeah.
If it was my tree, I would. It would be my. I'd say it would be my responsibility.
I would too.
What is the address on that property again?
I believe it's 12445 LaFountain.
Just doesn't sound like John. Typically, he's. I mean, I'm not gonna. Hearsay is hearsay. I mean, I haven't talked to him yet, but it just doesn't sound like he usually takes care of his situations.
I told him to get rid of that stuff.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, just to get, you know, it's stupid for him to own that stuff. He might as well get rid of it. Give it to the conservancy or something. It's not an asset. It's a liability.
It's a liability. It's a liability. Right now on this one.
Yeah.
Buck Walter.
I'll mention something.
What street?
Again,
yeah, LaFountain. Yeah, you should probably.
He's right on LaFountain.
LaFountain.
Yeah. It's big.
Oh, it's huge.
It's a big tree.
Yeah.
So I'll be hit when I see him, or I can call him. I will definitely say something. And David, I would do the same if I was you, because he seems to talk to you and then comes or talks to me and then he calls you. I mean, it's like boom, boom. So
I'll mention something.
Yeah.
That's all I had on old business, Dave.
You got anything else, Joe?
No, I do not.
We'll jump on the new business. Anything? I don't have anything.
I got neither. We covered it all.
I got one small one, and this is more for Joel. I had a company call me called Perry Protec. And our copier that we have in here and the one that the fire department has was leased through MT Business Solutions. MT Business Solutions was bought out by Xerox. So, and those printers and copiers are Ricoh. So Ricoh's saying, hey, we're only going to, by law, they have to service them for like 2 or 3 years. But what they're doing, this Perry Protec is the certified vendor now. They are actually going around and buying out the contracts with MT Business and moving it to Perry Protec, and they're saving people money. And the big one behind this is Ricoh, the printer. So I need to get a copy of, I thought I could do it with the invoice you sent me the other day, but I need a copy of the contract when the contracts were signed. Like, were they signed in 2007 or 2000?
2 years ago, right before you.
About two years ago.
We got the new printer. Yeah.
It's right before you got it.
Yeah. Well, it was longer than that because that one was over at the fire station.
That was that blonde that came in and sold them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Allison.
At church. She sold a whole bunch of them. We got the same problem at church.
We got one at work. We got the same one from her. Yeah. And they're very good. I mean, the printers are great. Our problem is we couldn't save any money at work because we're only a year into our contract. She said if you're 2 years into it or further.
Or at least two.
Yeah,
then they can really start buying out the contracts and we might be able to save some money on that. So if, Joel, you can email me that.
I can't remember what we did at church. I didn't handle that.
So
we got the same thing, you know. She sold an awful lot of copiers.
I get called once a month by the MT business, and I have to print off the how many color and how many black and white, and then I have to send it to them.
Pam.
Really? They don't do it? Ours
they can do it.
Oh, okay.
We just have never had anyone set it up.
Yeah, that's the way ours is.
They just call me, I come up, print out a sheet, and then I fax it to her.
Yeah, it automatically does it for me.
She came in and sold out how many are there.
Yeah, she
emailed them, and our church did, and everybody. That hell of a deal.
Well, then they are. They are a good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like for somebody that's printing off a lot of stuff.
Good copier, too.
It's great copiers, and, you know, it's really inexpensive when you start looking at buying ink and toner from somewhere else. So, but since MT is no longer a Ricoh authorized dealer, Rico's really pushing
them.
We might be able to save some money. So,
she's good.
So, any little bit helps. So.
Anything else?
Nope, that's all I have.
Nope. Anything out in anybody else have anything to say? Or got your 5 minutes?
Oh, come on. Nope.
Tony?
I'd asked if you guys had looked at the sealant on the surface out here in the parking lot. I don't know if you guys had looked at it or not or made a thought of it.
No, I was kind of waiting on
here.
It's getting where it needs it.
Well, it's getting white, and this is the focal point of the township, so that's my view.
Should we consider bidding that out?
I just say that was last month.
Well, we could certainly put some bids together. I mean, it'd be a piece of cake to get several people in here to bid that.
Yeah.
That's usually a fall deal anyway, isn't it? They do it in the fall, the best time, or?
Yeah, best time's probably September.
But winter.
Or August. Or.
Really, we'd be underneath the plateau to ever bid it. We could call around, get three quotes on it, accept them, deny them, whatever. We could get a figure, see what it's going to cost us. And if you want to do that, I can try to do that by the next meeting.
Well, I talk to Paul Bergman all the time. I can have him do it. Who else can we have do it?
Yeah, we'll get several prices.
Blacktop.
Well, like when Mike had that done down there, we'd had the conversation that whoever he had down there to let me know before they did it, because I was going to get a price from the parking lot and see if it'd be cheaper, which he had Buck Brothers do it. But there's all kinds. There's slurry seal, and the last ones that did this was Bergman. And their finished product I was not real happy with, because we had a lot of peel off, and they come out a couple times. They fixed about 80% of it, but we still had peel off because they didn't have a good enough prep. So
I thought the base was part of the problem. Thought we had a base problem.
Nothing to do with the sealer. That's just getting the asphalt. But yeah, they got to do quite a bit of prep to it. And any place where there's a big fuel or oil stain, they got to degrease that, because that stuff will just bubble right up off of it and won't stick to it because of the oil and stuff underneath.
That'll blow up the money this year for it.
The asphalt is actually a tar, which is an oil base.
That'll blow up the money for our portion of it this year.
See how much it costs?
Yeah.
See how much it costs?
I don't think it hurts to put some bids together. Yeah.
And we also then got to get it restriped, and hopefully the people we've been having do it still doing it, because they're about the cheapest I found to restripe and put the helo pad and the...
Is that that Sellers?
That one that did yours.
Yeah, Sellers.
And I got some prices, then they ended up doing ours because it was just...
Yeah, good.
So much cheaper.
Bill.
But if you want, I can try to get that together by the next meeting.
Why don't you do that?
Ideas and
get a ballpark of where it's going to be.
Yeah, because I can get Bergman out here, and I'll call the county, see what their recommendations are on who does the sealing for them. And get a list from them, and then go down that list, get 3-4 of them, that we get people to show up.
Cliff, you got something? You came here. No?
Just wanted to see your boys operate.
Oh, okay.
Introduce myself.
Do you know Bo Miller? Have you met Bo Miller?
No.
Cliff Bury.
Cliff Bury, I've heard your name before.
Just down the street from your place there, a mile on the east, Brown and Cujo.
Brown and Cujo, okay.
Okay.
Thank you all for coming. I appreciate it. Linda, you sure you don't have something to say? I was hoping you'd say something.
Nope.
Nothing we can do for her.
Well, I didn't say we were going to do anything. Oh. I just like, she's a wealth of knowledge, and I like hearing what she's got to say usually.
I just come here to calm down.
All right.
Stay
off of
Facebook.
Hey.
Yeah.
There's
no way. She's.
No,
make a motion.
That will be
make
posted
motion.
Every time. And when they crash, that will be posted.
Make a motion to adjourn tonight's regularly scheduled July 24th meeting.
I'll second that.
Roll call. Thanks. Bill Miller?
Yes.
Joe Kiss?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carried. 8:10 p.m.
Good seeing you.
Right.
I love it. I love the video.
How's the... That speech
where I got from you was really good.
Oh, yeah, I got a solid.
I just...
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 Oh, yeah, I got a solid.
I just...